The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to The Musketeers. I'm Francis, and this show coming to you from Motueka Studio here at Fresh FM, your community radio station. We interview people on topics of interest within our community. Musketeers, I'm Francis, and today we have Maureen Irwin from Nelson Cancer Society. She's been involved with the Relay for Life. What is the Relay for Life, Maureen?
What is the Relay for Life? It is an amazing celebration, but also a fundraiser to help Cancer Society to raise funds to continue supporting those that are affected with cancer in our communities.
Have you had many people apply this year?
Heck yes, we've got 70 teams this year, so like 900 or so participants.
How has attendance been over the years?
Really good, but this year for us, this is the biggest one for us so far, and it may well be the biggest one in New Zealand so far.
Sounds very successful.
Yeah.
What sort of money does the Relay for Life bring in?
Well, I can't talk historically because Relay for Life has been going for 25 years in New Zealand now, but this is my second Relay for Life, and the first one we managed just over $200,000. This year, our goal is $250,000. And as at the time of us doing this interview, regardless of, you know, when, we're at $160,000 currently.
That sounds incredible. How can people come on board and support this financially?
Okay, so each of our 70 teams have got their own websites for their fundraising. But the Cancer Society Nelson and Tasman has got a website, which is Cancer Society Nelson Tasman. And there's a little Scan Me QR code that people can scan and they can donate to our Relay for Life. And also through Facebook, you can see the updates of all the teams and what they're up to and all of our sponsors and providers that are sponsoring and providing food and all that sort of stuff.
And after the Relay for Life is over, can people still donate to the website?
Yeah, absolutely they can.
Is the Relay for Life one of your biggest events ever?
Yeah, it is one of our very biggest fundraisers. We also, every year, we have Daffodil Day, of course, in, you know, September. But Relay for Life is done biannually, so it's every other year. And we only recently started to do it overnight. So it's just an incredible experience. We have food vendors there that are selling food. We have an entertainment stage with people performing. We have the candle bag ceremony in the evening. So we go through from 4 o'clock when we open until 7 o'clock the next morning, which is breakfast time. And so there are people that they camp there. So they set up their camps. They've all got sites on the track and they set up their camps and they have sleeps and they play music, and it's like a huge, big, amazing festival. So one of our major sponsors are GJ Gardner Homes. They're a naming sponsor and a major partner. And we also have the Cooper Group estate agents. They take care of the Survivors and Carers celebration afternoon tea. So that's hiring the marquee and putting on the, you know, the food and everything. And then Go Media is our stage sponsor. We've got BDO, who have sponsored this year a VIP marquee sponsor. So one of our teams won, and I think it was the Sandpit crew, they won the VIP marquee tent. So that's really cool. It means that they have their own very special tent to camp in. And New World in Nelson City is our Relay for Life food sponsor. We've got F45, who have sponsored our track. So they've sponsored the track. And then Shone and Shirley Funeral Directors, they have sponsored our candlelight remembrance ceremony and our candlebag marquee. So we've got some pretty amazing people. Placemakers are doing our Sunday cooked breakfast. So there's just so many, I can't name them all.
Do you have families affected by cancer who come back regularly to support the fundraiser?
Yeah, we do. Like our last one back in 2024, we had 49 teams. This year, we've got 70 teams. I would say that there'd be a really high percentage of the 49 teams that we had last time will be back this year because we see their names pop up. You know, we've got Benny and the Jets, we've got Pink Bits, we've got Sandpit Crew. So they all have their own nicknames for their teams and they all dress up in different stuff as well. So definitely we get people returning, that's for sure. We've got Bob and the Bobettes. He came last and he is back again this time, and he brings his whole family, his grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and everybody is involved.
You've mentioned Bob. Are there many men as opposed to women who are actively involved with this fundraiser?
Oh, absolutely. I would say that there are probably more women who are the drivers of the teams that get out there and do this, but we have a mighty load of men who are affected either themselves or their families that are representing as well. And we have a lot of men who are on our volunteer crew as well. And most of our volunteers, of which we could not do this without, a lot of them are men as well who get in and volunteer, and they're our parking marshals, and they help us to put the big marquees up, and you know, so there is a really good cross section. In saying that though, a lot of the time the focus is on women with cancer, but we acknowledge that there are many men who are quietly in the background with cancer that you don't hear about.
We'll have a quick song break now. Is there a song you would like to hear?
I would love to hear Whakaria Mai, which is a song that we all sing together at our candle bag ceremony, which is our remembrance ceremony for all those people that have passed with cancer.
Now we will have Whakaria Mai by Hillsong Chapel.
Whakaria mai tōri pēka ki au tia ho mai raro toi te pō. Kona au titiro atu ai ora mate hei au koe noho ai whaka.
More about what Nelson Cancer Society does.
Okay, so Nelson Cancer Society, Nelson Tasman, we've got one office here in Motueka, which covers Motueka, Takaka, Murchison and Tapawera, and then Nelson does wider Nelson area. And the things that we do, we're only a very small staff, actually. We've got 1.5 here in Motueka, and over in Nelson, we've got, I think, only 5.5 staff over there. So we're a very small team. But the things that we do as support are we can help people to get to their cancer-related appointments. We do yoga classes, sitting tai chi classes, support groups that meet regularly in all of our areas, one-on-one listening and being able to advocate for people if they're struggling going through the health system. We can help them to navigate those areas. So there's quite a lot that we're involved with and that we do, and also coordinating all the volunteers that help us with the driving and and also volunteer visiting. So there's an awful lot that we get involved in.
Does the Cancer Society facilitate survivors meeting with newly diagnosed patients?
Absolutely. We run a group called Survivors and Thrivers, and that's a group that we have once every 2 months here in Motueka, and the same in Takaka, same in Tapawera, and the same in Nelson. And that's a group where survivors and carers get together to just chat and learn education. So there might be things that are new that are cropping up that we use for education. It's also a place where our newly diagnosed people can come and meet others who have lived through a cancer journey or are living with cancer. So we have that group that runs, but we also can arrange peer support. So for people that are diagnosed with a specific cancer, if we have another person who has the same cancer and they're okay with it, we can put them together as peer support.
What about the supports for the families?
Yeah, so when a person gets cancer, it's not just them that struggle with that diagnosis. So there could be children or partners or parents or people, their close chosen family. They can also have access to us and to our support groups, but also we have available a certain number of counselling sessions that we can pay for the families when they're going through this cancer diagnosed process. So we can help the families as well.
Does the Ministry of Health liaise with the Cancer Society with treatments for cancer?
So looking at new treatment and things like that and keeping abreast of that, our national office does that. And because the money that is raised, because, you know, the Cancer Society isn't funded by government, we're funded by the generosity of our communities. And we spend some of that money goes towards research into new cancer treatment. So at a national level, our national managers are kept abreast of that, and that filters down out to us at in the region. So we do find out about new treatments, and also most of us attend different trainings as well to learn about treatments and care. So we're kept abreast of things.
With an ageing population, is there an increase on cancer diagnosis?
I think so, but we're also getting a lot of younger ones now as well. And I think that it's because there is more of an awareness around the fact that we have to look after our own health now. So if something's amiss in our bodies, it really is up to us to push at the doctors till we get to diagnosis. So always said that elderly men generally die with prostate cancer, not usually of it. And so as we age, there is more chances of cancer affecting us in our old age.
What sort of cancers would you say are the most predominant?
The ones you hear the most about are breast cancer, bowel cancer, but there's also a lot of men that are diagnosed with prostate cancer. And the same as with breast cancer, these can be different levels and different stages. There's also a lot of blood cancer that is happening as well. So the predominant ones that you hear about are more about breast and bowel and prostate, and skin cancer, of course. We forget, I think, that we live in a place which has got a depleted ozone layer, and so often skin cancer can come along onto our bodies, we don't recognise it, we don't do anything about it, and that can metastasise into other areas on our bodies, which is why we always try to push for people to do skin checks and take care of their skin, you know, cover up or use sunblock, that sort of thing.
Does the Cancer Society lobby onto schools about getting more sunshade smart?
Yeah, at a national level, they take care of our campaigns that the Cancer Society run. At a local level, we have sunshade that we loan to schools for free. So if they're doing a sports day or a stall or something like that, they can get in touch with the Cancer Society to see if there are any shade loans available, and we help with that. We also get out and amongst the schools from time to time as well and talk with the schools around sun protection.
With the money you raise from fundraisers, what is it spent on?
Okay, so all the money that we raise in our area here in the Nelson Tasman stays in Nelson Tasman, and that is what pays for us to be able to get people to their appointment. We also provide accommodation down in Christchurch and Wellington for when patients have to go for treatment into those cities. So that's what the money goes towards. It goes towards all the transporting, everything that we offer that we can support people with, that's where the money goes. And it stays here. It doesn't get divvied up over the country. What's raised here stays here.
Are cancer services adequate for this region?
We're really lucky here in Nelson that we have got an incredible oncology team at the hospital. I know that the Nelson Hospital has had a lot of hiccups in the last wee while with staffing, with the building, with so many things. But we're really fortunate that our oncology team are really onto it. And sometimes people might have a slow journey through the cancer system, but mostly it's all on time. So we're quite grateful that we've got the team that we've got. So for someone newly diagnosed with cancer, I would say listen to your doctor, listen to your oncologist, register with the Cancer Society so that you can get correct information and the support that you need going forward.
That's very sensible advice to be giving out. We're going to finish up now. Thank you for coming on and talking with us again. Love having you here, Maureen. And before you go, is there any last song you would like to pick for us to go out on?
Absolutely. I would love you to play Fight Song by Rachel Platten, because that's what cancer is about. We're fighting. Thanks for giving me the airtime.
Anytime.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life. And I'm chasing sleep. Everybody's worried about me. In too deep. Say I'm in too deep. It's been 2 years. I miss my home. But there's a fire burning in my bones. I still believe. Yeah, I still believe. And all those things I didn't say. Wrecking balls inside my brain. I was screaming.
Thank you for listening to our show.
We're the Musketeers.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.